I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, and happy I am again today for this opportunity of greeting you with these moments with the Bible. We believe that you will be able to gain in your knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by the references which we make to the Bible and by answering your Bible questions. We're commanded in the text of the Bible, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory now and forever. And that is our desire, and it is our intent and our aim, knowing that all Scripture inspired of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Listen to the Word of God always, walk in its precepts, and obey all you can, and you will be what we're talking about today, a simple New Testament Christian. Our questioner says, I find it interesting that churches of Christ do not claim to be denominations. Would you please explain? Well, it's certainly not easy for some to get away from a denominational concept. They have lived, been raised among denominations so long that they believe they're taught in the Bible. But my friends, they are not taught in the Bible. If you read your Bible through, you will find no denominational bodies at all. All you find is the church that Jesus built, by which men can be saved. Now, there were other religions. There was the Jews' religion, and there's idolatry. There are other religions that are mentioned, such as the Pharisees' religion. But there is no religion that is able to save your soul except that which is revealed in the Book of Holy Writ. We have discussed this week that those who follow the simple teachings of Christ in the way of wearing the name that He gave and following the teaching that He gave in obedience to the gospel, meeting on the Lord's Day for public worship, and then no ecclesiastical organization, just elders, deacons, and evangelists and teachers, and then always walking in the life that Christ has left us the example for, that we can be just simple New Testament Christians, members of the Church of Christ, and not any denominational body. It thus becomes evident, I think, that the churches of Christ, not having any denominational name or creed or form of worship, nor ecclesiastical machinery, occupy, very simply, an undenominational position. And this truth is further established by an appeal to the instance of the New Testament conversions as recorded in the book of Acts. The Church of Christ was established on the day of Pentecost, A.D. 33. And on this occasion, you recall that Peter stated the scriptural terms of pardon and opened the door of the church. 3,000 people heard his sermon in Acts 2:13 through 36. They believed it in verse 37. They were repenting and being baptized in verse 38 and verse 41. And after which, the Lord added them to the church, verse 47. Now, to what denomination did they belong, my friends? Why, to none at all. They belong to the Church of Christ. Then the Samaritans heard Philip preaching in Acts 8, verses 5 and 6. They believed and were baptized, says verse 12. Well, let's stop and ask, to what denomination did they belong? To none at all, my friends. They were simply members of the church that Jesus built. The Ethiopian officer heard Philip's preaching in Acts 8:35. He believed, it says verse 36, and he was baptized, verse 36 through 39. Question, to what denomination did he belong? Well, my friends, let me say it in all kindness, to none at all, but simply to the Church of Christ. All of these conversions and more which we could point out would certainly show us why it is that churches of Christ do not claim to be denominations. And I'm hopeful that this week we have been able to explain these thoughts so that all may understand. Been such a pleasure to be with you.